The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you reside in this world, or possibly even good evening. This is your host, Vincent Jenna, and I am coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. It is a beautiful day today here. I hope it's a fabulous day with you and where you're living now. And so this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, where I go into different topics and information on how to best achieve the life you want, the dreams you hold, the passions you have, by unblocking what is stopping you from doing that. And we all are innate, magnificent divine beings. You all know that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this Unity Online Radio show. And we have the capacity to be able to achieve all we want. And sometimes we unconsciously get in our way. Well, most of the time we unconsciously get in our way, but sometimes we consciously get in our way. And what I mean by that is sometimes we choose to hold on to those blockages because it's all we know, it's comfortable. It's like carrying extra weight on your shoulder. After a while, you're so used to it that it would feel too odd to let go of that extra weight. And we even come up with sayings for that concept. You've heard the cross we bear. Well, that saying comes from exactly that concept of holding on to negative circumstances, negative behaviors and beliefs, even though they are creating a great burden on your shoulder. Or we also say that God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. No, God doesn't give us anything. We do. We use God's power. God doesn't purposely throw a burden on you to see how well you can carry it and how far you can go, or to try to make you grow. We do that ourselves. We set ourselves up. You know, we're not in elementary school and kindergarten anymore, where the teachers have to give us homework and bring it home to help us learn how to do our math problems or write good sentences. Right? Or learn history, remember our history. That's not what God does. We're not in elementary school anymore. The moment we left home, home being the other side where we were originally created, the moment we left there and decided to incarnate here, we became the students, the teachers, not the students. And we constantly keep using the term that we're learning. No, we're not learning anything. We don't need to learn anything. It was given to us already. It's in our backpack. It's in our school backpack. It's in everything. It's within inside of us. We have to awaken it. And we then are our own teachers. And the reason why I say that is because nobody is putting nothing, no energy, no power, is putting a burden on your shoulder except you. And burdens on our shoulders can gain us things. Psychologically, it can gain us different things. What does it gain us? Oh, well, when other people see that you have a burden, it can gain us help. You know, people wind up helping us when you have burdens, especially when you complain to them. Another big thing that burdens, keeping burdens on our shoulders does, is it gains us attention. The poor me, the woe is me, the self-pity party gains us attention. Be it negative attention or positive attention, it gains us attention and we don't care. And that's been shown through tests and research since the beginning of psychological understanding and psychiatry, those fields of science. But when I studied psychology to get my degree, there were so many of those journal articles that I had to read to understand human behavior, to understand how we develop. And there's so many of them that talk about positive and negative reinforcement and that attention, especially when we lacked it, when we were supposed to receive it. You were supposed to receive all the positive attention in the world when you were a child. Every single one of your emotional needs as a child was supposed to have been met by your parents, by the environment you grew up in, and the majority of people in the entire world, the majority of us, did not receive that attention. So therefore, we strive for it constantly. We seek it out when we turn to people for help all the time. Look at Facebook, right? Facebook. A wonderful place to share communication with each other and stay connected, but what it primarily does is a place for everybody to hang out their laundry. Gosh, you see pictures of people that have been in horrible car accidents and they put themselves, they take selfies and they put themselves on Facebook. Look at me, look at the horrible accident I've been in. You know, always talking about how horrible of a day that they had. Now, it's one thing if you want to put out there, hey guys, keep me in your thoughts. I'm having surgery today and I'm believing that it's going to be okay, but I'd love for everyone to just think about me even for a moment. You know, that's a positive request for help, a positive request. Instead of, oh my God, they're removing my gallbladder. I don't know if I'm going to survive. My husband wants to leave me. My wife just kicked me out of the house while I'm going to the surgery, whatever, blah, 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 in order to get some type of attention and reinforcement from the world. Do you know how many of the same people have readings with me repeating the same negative information about their lives over and over and over again? And if any of you have ever had a reading with me, I assure you I have told you what you need to do. And if the same thing keeps happening, then you're not doing what I told you you need to do enough. Don't keep calling me then and telling me about the same issue or another new issue with the same cause unless you've done the work you need to do, because I'm not going to enable you and keep feeding you positive information. I point out what is wrong, but then, of course, you know I feed you the positive. I help to boost you up and make you feel stronger. Don't be calling me just for that. Don't look to anybody just for that positive feeling. That's what they do. And then they stop calling the people or they stop going to the people, whether it be family members, friends, you know, online, whatever. They stop going to those people that don't enable them and don't keep giving them the attention that they seek. In all the messages that I give you, it's Let go. Teach yourself how to let go. Stop holding on to reasons for being miserable, because that's the only way you're going to grow. And you can grow. You can get a better taste. You will get more attention. You will get more positive out of making the growth, making the change, being able to say, hey, you know what? I really applied some of the information I heard from you. I read in a book I saw online, and it is really changing my life. Okay, granted, I keep slipping back and forth, but that's okay. I'm going to keep doing the work. I'm going to keep getting better. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Do you know what kind of feeling that is and what brings about from there when you say something like that. It's so much more joyous. It's so much more rewarding. It's so much more fulfilling when we grow. So when you stop stopping yourself and you start growing, man, it feels great. It's why we're here. It's exhilarating, as Abraham told a gentleman, why a dog sticks his head out of a window while they're driving in a car, even though debris and wind blows in the dog's eyes. And if dogs are supposed to be so smart, why do they continue to do that? And Abraham said it's because it's exhilarating. It's exhilarating to come into this life and grow and to get, even though they're shards, and negative things may happen, to grow from that is exhilarating. To evolve, it's exhilarating. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep coming back into this crazy world. The problem is we are not growing as much as we're supposed to be growing, and we are losing the exhilaration from it, which is why it has become so painful for people. So painful for people. So stressful for people. The way it's going today. But we have to really start making the positive choices. Another thing that I did want to bring up, I'm going to go into today's show. Today's show is about bringing you Spirit's messages, God's message for you. So I don't need you to ask me a question when you call in. I've got people on the line. You hold on the line there, all you people. I love you all for calling in. I'm going to just bring up, I'm going to connect to you, I'm going to connect with Spirit, and I'm going to tell you what Spirit needs you to know. And hopefully it's a positive, strong enough message for you that will bring about some changes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But in a moment, I just wanted to mention a couple of things here. The other thing I wanted to bring up, I just saw on Facebook a posting that I'm writing something to. I want you to all go back to Facebook, and when you see a poster that's on there, you need to know, since the beginning of time, there have always been spiritual leaders to help us separate right from wrong, good from evil, higher choices from lower choices. They've always given those examples. So it is okay to separate yourself from negativity, to separate yourself from those who may be making lower choices in life. Okay. For example, it would be very unnatural for a black person in America to be best friends with a white supremacist. It's like trying to mix oil and vinegar. It doesn't mix. Doesn't mix. It separates. There are things and elements in this world that are supposed to separate. When children behave bad in class or at home, you separate them from the group, don't you? You put them in a timeout purposely to separate them so that you're telling them, okay, this is a group that believes in self-control and living and working in harmony. You do not, by the way you're behaving. So you can sit over there. I still care about you. I still love you. But you have to stay over there until you can learn how to get along with everybody else that believes this way. See, this is a higher way of believing. The way you've been acting is a lower way of believing. So as soon as you feel you can join this group, you're more than welcome to come over. It's the exact same thing that we should be doing with each other. And I have, personally, I have friends that I have separated from because of the way they're acting. Now, I've said to them, I love you dearly. I love you unconditionally. You are my brother. You are my sister. However, in my realm of living, we believe in values. We believe in humanity. We believe in kindness. We believe in compassion. We believe in love. And if you hold a belief opposing that, then you have no right joining me, being with me, enjoying my company. But you're more than welcome to change. You need to sit in a timeout until you can change your views. You don't deserve the beauty of the rest of my life and sharing in those joys if you have those opposing views. But you're more than welcome to them. See, there is an ability to be able to make a point to others that have opposing views from yours, but I'm talking about those high, real, radical opposing views. I'm not talking about, well, whether you think a child should get an allowance or not an allowance, you know, or whether it's better to plant fescue on your lawn or Bermuda grass on your lawn. I'm not talking about those kinds of opinions. I'm talking about how to treat a human being opinions. So it's okay. I just want to make note of that. But please do go back to my Facebook page after I finish the show. I'll be finishing that writing and go back and read that meme and my response to it, because it's important for everybody to know that. And if you want to know if your life is going good, the values you are holding in your heart and your soul is what's helping your life to go good. And if your life is negative and bad, I would reevaluate those values. They're so vital. That's what we're here to learn, is the values. The outcomes don't matter. It's the choices of what we're choosing to believe and what we're choosing to act upon is what matters the most. It doesn't matter that your wallet is empty. It matters what you did to help another human being. It doesn't matter that you may not have the house you want as big as your neighbor's. What matters is how you treated your brother, your sister, what you did to either help them, how you treat yourself. That's all that matters, each other, okay? So let's see. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because that was a major message that I did receive from Spirit today before even doing this show. And it's me who's speaking it. That's another thing real quick I need to say. Please don't hide behind your angels and Spirit and ascended masters. Do not turn around and tell another person, well, this is what the angels told me today. No. If you get guidance from the other side, it's not for you to blindly act upon that guidance. It's for you to assimilate that guidance and then make it yours. So if you are choosing to believe in something, if you are choosing to behave a certain way, if you're making a choice for the day, whatever it is during the day, do not give credit or to God, to the angels. You're the one who's making the choice, not them. You don't need to support your choices, people. You just need to make them and believe in them. Do not support your choices by backing it up with, well, the angels told me I should make this choice. Because I'm even hearing people turn around and say, God told me who to vote for. God is telling me, and the angels are giving me all of this guidance. Baloney. God, the angels, the ascended masters are non-partisans. They do not have politics. They do not believe in any of that. Therefore, they will never give you advice during this election, by the way. That's the only thing that I'm going to be talking about in regards to politics. They don't even give you advice as to whether you should divorce or marry somebody. They will tell you, well, what do you feel? What do you want to act upon? What do you believe? So therefore, do not use them to support your choices. Use them to, yes, to help you make a choice. Or what do you think? What do you think the best is? But they're still going to come back to you anyway. But just like you would ask a friend, you ask a parent, well, I was thinking about this or this. Which way are you leaning? What do you think? Well, my experience is that should be the way that you get advice. But from God and from spirit and from the angels, from your deceased loved ones, they will always bring it back to you. Well, you have to be that, you have to make the choice. What feels good to you? What's in your heart? What do you think is in your soul? What do you think your intuition is telling you? That's what I want you to hear. Okay. Yes, I think that this would be good, but you're the one that has to make the choice. So then don't make a choice and say, well, God told me to do it. You're chickening out on taking the responsibility because you're afraid that it's either going to be a right choice or a wrong choice. If it's a wrong choice, then you get to, well, God told me to do that one. I wasn't expecting this outcome. You know, and if it's a good choice, then it's a see. Now, then it reinforces. Well, you see, God, it doesn't give you the credit. It doesn't give you the ability to say, hey, wow, I made a good choice. That's a good thing. Wow. Okay. I'm learning. I'm growing. Whew, I like that. You see, you understand why they don't give us that? Because we don't grow. We don't get to appreciate who we are. Believe me, I'm not taking anything away from them over there on the other side. I give them all the wonderful credit in the world for what they gave me to make choices with and from. That's the major message that Spirit wants all of you to know. Okay, so I cannot believe that I just took that time. So, first of all, I do want to mention somebody did write in real quick, and I do, the couple of people actually. And I do want to address that, okay, first, and then I'm going to get to your callers. So hang on, even during the commercial callers, I'm going to get to each and every one of you. Okay, so Kim wrote in and said, when a person feels so broken and unsupported, how do they move forward? Okay, so it doesn't matter what the question is. I do just want to go to Spirit and tell you what Spirit is saying for you, Kim. Okay. Oh, well, it's really simple, this one, Kim. Anytime you feel bad about yourself and your life, it's because you bought into the negativity you've been fed about yourself. You bought into it. You bought into that stuff they were telling you when you were younger. You bought into the idea that you're unlovable. You bought into the idea that you're limited because of the way you were treated. And it's understandable that you would buy into that. However, moving forward, and you don't need support from human beings. Oh, please don't go to humans for support. Not today. Not today. Everybody is feeling so weak out there. That they just having enough to be able to get themselves to stand, and they're having, that's what I'm talking about. That's why there's so much going on in the world, because nobody has the ability to help anybody anymore. You don't need to turn to them anyway, because you've got all the support built into you and connected to you from source, from spirit. Use that to define who you are. No human created you. They created your physical body, and actually you put the seed in there. It seems like the man did, but no, you did. The soul does. The soul gets that going. The soul gets it working. The soul of the person, the soul of you. It was an agreement. You created it. You manifested. You manifested your own birth. It wasn't an accident. It's rare that, well, it does happen, obviously, that women get pregnant and outside of the soul contract. But a soul still has to come down and decide whether to come into that body or not, if which soul is going to come into that body. But once you're here, you create your life. So you don't need, you're looking for validation and acceptance from other people that are alive. Why don't you look for validation from the original creator? And I promise you it'll be there, from God, from source. Look within. to find your validation. Look to see how worthy you really are. You don't need somebody to tell you that. It's long gone. You're not going to get that anymore. You were supposed to get that, but you're not going to get it anymore. Reparent yourself. Use the adult mind, the educated mind, the mind that is listening to a show like this, the mind that is reading the good words and understanding the new thought concepts, the new age concepts, the metaphysical concepts, spiritual concepts. Use that adult mind to retrain and re-raise the little girl within you, Kim, and everybody else, to retrain with a new belief, a new understanding that you don't need another human being. And here is the whole ironic thing about that. When you teach yourself how lovable and magnificent you really are, all of a sudden you start attracting it from others. And people will be just turning around and coming to you and befriending you and saying, you know what, you are such a good person. I just wanted to let you know I get such an energy from you. That's all you need to do. And then you'll get your reinforcement. But you need to start it first. It has to start within you. You've got to spend the time not needing somebody else. You can't turn to the handicap to help you with your handicap. They make you more handicapped. You have to turn to yourself. You have to take the spiritual journey. That's the whole reason why we're here. Okay. So, Kim, I hope that helped you. I'm coming back to each and every one of you as soon as we come back from commercial. So stay with me. I got Mary, Susie, Marie, Novella, Maria. Just hang in there and everybody else who's trying to call in. I will get to each and every one of you. It's going to be a quick message because I want to cover as many people as possible. So stay with me. This is Vincent Jenna, and I'm doing the Stop Stopping Yourself show and hoping to boost everybody up with a message from Spirit. So hang in there, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Okay, yes, I am Vincent Jenna. If you're just joining us here, you missed some incredible preaching from me about choices we make and all of that stuff. Go back and download the podcast version of today's show so that you can hear the first half hour. And in this half hour, we are giving spirit messages to those who call in. I've got quite a few here from all different places, which is wonderful. And I'm coming to you now. So just understand, I am tapping into you and tapping into spirit. And without you giving me much information, I am going to give you a message from spirit, and then I'll ask you if that's relevant in your current life, okay? But don't give me any information when I bring you on, all right? So I'm going to start with Novella. I'm bringing you on the air. You were one of the first callers. So, okay, let me bring you on. Here we go. Here we go. Novella, you're on with me. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. All right. So let me tap it. Okay. Ooh. Wow. This was a very quick message that I received from Spirit for you. What is holding you back? Why are you taking it too slow? I need you to speed up your actions. Inspired actions. You are already hearing from me. I am speaking your own inspirations and desires, not mine for you. Act on them now. Okay, Wow. Okay. So, Novella, I have to ask you, has there been some things like going on within you, the thoughts and wondering what am I going to do? I should be doing something different. I want to be doing something different. And maybe even some ideas are coming in, but you kind of like trying to figure out how to place that all. Is that what's been going on with you lately?
Absolutely. I moved 3,000 miles, so from California to South Carolina, and I'm having to relicense. I'm a realtor, but at the same time, wanting to kind of get those messages, starting a spiritual business, but also working with my dad. Yeah, so.
Okay, so God knows what it's talking about then, huh? Obviously, Novella, spirit is referring to the spiritual portion of what you've been wanting to do and getting your spiritual business going, and use the real estate portion to give you the paycheck until you can establish your work as a healer. H-E now, okay, this is not coming from me. Spirit is spelling it out so you hear it clearly. H E A L E R exclamation point. So that means
Wow.
don't be afraid to call yourself that and move in that direction and start it ASAP. You got it?
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Novella. I wish you the best with it and be in touch with me and let me know what you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sounds fabulous. Okay, so we've got a Marie from Kansas City. Marie, you, oh goodness, I've gotten, help me, but there you go. All right, you're on the air, Marie, with me. Okay, are you ready?
Hey, yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay, I can't, you see, I gotta shut up because as I'm talking to you, spirit's talking with me. Art, creativity. Art, the arts, the arts. I'm getting exclamation point. The arts, the arts, the art. Don't you dare give it up. Don't you dare let go of it. Wow, spirit is being really strong with everybody today. Exclamation points. And I think that's because of the what's going on in the earth today and all the desperation that people are feeling. And so spirit kind of God moves in that way and towards our needs. So he constantly hears you talking yourself out of your talents. That's
Yes.
what it's telling me right now. So can you stop doing that now? I mean, do we need to get you a direct message on your iPhone from God in order for you to start believing that you are somebody with a great creative ability that can impact people? Will that help you believe in that? Does that make sense to you, Maria, that message?
Yes, it does. It does. It's just, you're right. And you're right about the beginning part about believing in oneself. And you're right. You're right about all that.
And what
And
about
I'm.
the art part, the creative part of you that he kept coming? There
Oh,
was a lot of exclamation points there.
Yes. I want to do it. Yes. And I don't know what to. I have a lot of things that I want to do. I love listening to people's stories. I want to do a documentary on the Wind Talkers. Just recently, it just came to me that I wanted to do that. That's what I wanted to do
That's in the
recently.
arts. That is in the arts. Get that going. That's not, yeah, that's you talking, that's spirit talking. So get that going because you're right on the money. Okay?
Oh, wow.
All
Okay.
right. All right. I want to
Okay, I
validate that
appreciate
for
it.
you. All right.
Wow.
You let
Okay.
me know what
Thank
goes on and let me know if when you're getting into that stuff. I'd be very interested in that, okay?
you. Okay. Wow. Thank you.
All
Thank
right,
you so
Marie, you're
much.
very welcome. You take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got Susie from Alabama. Hold on, Susie. How are you? Let me just hear you first. How are you, Susie?
I am doing just fine. Thank you, Vincent. I hope you're doing well as well.
I am doing very well. Okay, so let me get you your message from Spirit.
All right.
All right, it's a big share. Share your story, share your life. Share your life with others. You have a lot of wisdom and experience packed behind you, not just from this lifetime, but from other lifetimes. You need to teach. And so that can come in the form of writing, articles, a book, but share. Speaking, share. Share your story. That's all I keep hearing is share your story. There is so much for you to teach others. Does that make sense to you, Susie?
Well, of course it makes sense. That's right. I've always been interested in writing a book. However, I just finished one of your classes, and I'm really interested in doing some readings at some point, starting up and doing readings.
Fabulous. Well, you see, I didn't get you. I just see your first name here. I don't get to see your last name. Well, fabulous.
Yeah.
That must have been an incredible class you took.
I mean, you it was the absolute best class.
Okay, so here is the thing about that. You're already working on that, which is great. So the message isn't about reinforcing what you're already doing. It's about what you haven't done yet. And so if Spirit is saying it wants you to focus on the book too, don't put that aside. You got to do that at the same time. Find time and find a way to do that, Susie.
Sure. Well, I have to say that having been in your past class, I feel like I have a connection with you, that you're a mentor, and it's a soul connection, because I wouldn't have signed up for that class at that time, so on and so forth. And even picking up and hearing you today, I wouldn't have done that typically. Mm-hmm. But your intro about the brothers and sisters made so much sense and really was the message I was looking for today. So I was kind of interested what else you would be telling me. So
there you go.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're very welcome, Susie. And I appreciate your warm words and validation. That you see, the way that I was able to make you feel is exactly the way you made me feel just now. So that's
bless your heart. Bless you. Thank you so much, Vinny.
All right,
and
you're welcome.
I can't wait for the new mentor class. It's coming out still in January. Is that true?
It will be coming up soon. Yes, I
Good.
Haven't set a complete date yet, but it will be soon, okay?
Great. Looking forward
All
to
right,
it.
Honey.
Thank
yes,
you, sir.
You
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, that is special. You don't ever expect, I expect anything can happen, but it's so wonderful when you know that you've touched somebody else's life. That's what I'm saying, people. You just got to keep going for it. Okay, we've got, let me go real quick to Maria. Maria in San Francisco, you're on the air with me. How are you, hon?
Good morning. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Okay, good. All right, so let me get you the direct message. Okay, hold on now. Okay, all right, so lover, interesting. Okay, I wasn't expecting God to go into the romantic department over here and become a, God is saying that we have to give focus to partnership, love. And increasing it, attracting the right. So I have to ask you, Maria, I know I've spoken to you before, but I don't remember any of the details of your life. Are you currently in a partnership that God is focusing on the love part, or are you lacking one right now?
No, I've always avoided it because I've been dealing with health issues for most of my life.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so, all right. When in order to experience the fullness of who you are, completely understand God's message here. Okay, yes, take care of your health, but it's never going to heal. It's never going to heal completely until you complete the part of love of your life so that you know that you're lovable. Because what will keep you in unhealthy situation and in an unhealthy condition is your lack of experiencing unconditional love. And because you'll never know that you are lovable unless you really get into that and you attract the right love. So the message for you is to please focus on love and attracting it now, because that's going to be your greatest treatment and medicinal medicine. It's what you need the most, okay? And that is coming directly from Spirit. Focus on love now. Now is the time to attract it into your life. Okay, you got that message?
Yeah.
Okay, Maria. You hold on to that and keep repeating it. And thank you for calling again. I'm sure I'll be talking to you again sometime, hon.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I totally get it. I totally get it. You know, it's so hard, especially if you've had bad experiences. But it is love that completes everything in life. It is love that completes our purpose. It's love that completes our health, our financial status, because love is what makes you believe in yourself. And I'm not talking about just the love from somebody else, the love of yourself. And the way you know you love yourself is that there is a line of people wanting to love you too. That's how you know you love yourself. Okay, Mary Jo, I'm coming to you. Mary Jo, okay, this is unbelievable. Mary Jo, you are calling from Ethiopia. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Vincent. And your voice is just lighting me up with laughter and big grins. Thanks, Vincent. I love you.
Oh my gosh!
Thanks for bringing
that. That is amazing that I can reach across. You see what you just confirmed, Mary Jo? It doesn't make a difference where you are in this world. We are part of one, and you can feel the same energy all the way into Ethiopia from Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, I have to also say something, Mary Jo, about you. In order to receive that kind of energy, it's you. Okay, I'm saying this in combination with what Spirit is telling me to tell you. You are a great spirit. Matter of fact, your ancestry passed down the medicine bag to you. And the medicine bag is what some cultures had. They whoever was the soothsayer, the chief of medicine in that, like, I'm trying to the doctor of the culture or the tribe, they each had a little bag that they would put their remedies in, kind of like the doctor's bag. And that's actually where the doctor's bag came from. The visiting the house doctor would come to your house and he's holding a bag and he has his stethoscope in there and maybe some pills and a thermometer. Well, that came from old world practice, and these healers would have those in there. And figuratively, I'm seeing, or Spirit is giving me an image of your entire culture, your entire past, and your entire soul experiences. The old world that you are, the old soul that you are, is passing you this medicine bag. So obviously, you also are meant to do a lot of healing of others through, but for you, it is through your educational piece. You can do energy work, you can do hands-on work, but it's through your educational piece and counseling that is going to matter the most and reach people the most, and also included in groups. You need to be in front of a lot of people. And Spirit is saying,
oh my gosh, Vincent, you know,
go ahead.
No, I haven't had the chills like this on my body for months, for years. So
I'm validating something for you, Mary Jo. That's all I'm doing. I'm validating what your soul and you already know about who you are. And
absolutely,
just understand that and believe in that. And all you have to do is claim it in order for you to get direction. Spirit said, I'm right here with you. I talk with you all the time. I hear you. You talk with me and I talk with you. I talk back. Sometimes my words are your words. And so you think they're just coming from you. They're not. They're coming from me as well. So understand your meditations. We're one. And that's the way it should be. And you are a good soul and you have good choices and you understand and you need to keep going and you need to teach others how to do and be in the same place. So just know the power that you have. You're one of my messengers.
Okay? We are together. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mary Jo. Thank you so much for calling from such a long distance. I appreciate it, hon. You take care now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My goodness. I'm so excited. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So we've got Mary from Oklahoma. Mary from Oklahoma. Mary, Mary, Mary. I'm wanting to sing. Mary, Spirit is singing right now to me. Mary, did you used to sing at all when you were younger or even now?
Yes, I'm a musician.
There you go. Doesn't Spirit know what it's talking about?
Yeah.
All right, glory woman. Okay. Spirit is saying, find a spiritual center where you live and become part of the chorus. You have a voice that reaches others. Again, I'm going to say this about your voice and your vocal. So part one is about your actual singing, and Spirit wants you to keep singing. God wants you to keep singing. God loves your glory praises and your songs, and it touches people's hearts and souls. And it said, that's the way to touch me. You touch your neighbor, you touch their souls, you're touching me. You're making me proud. You're touching my heart. You're touching my passion. You're touching the whole reason why I created you guys to start with. So, Mary, you got to keep singing, and Mary, you got to keep talking.
Okay.
Do you have a counseling practice or an education practice right now, whether it be formal or whether it be informal? What are you doing with educating other people right now?
Well, I was actually right now at this time starting my own spiritual business, combining my card reading, and I have mediumistic abilities, and I'm a master's level therapist. So I've been trying
to
start something like that.
Put it all together. Don't you try.
Okay.
You got to do it. All right. Spirit is just saying two parts. It wants you to keep singing, and it wants you to do your practice. I can't, you know, say it any more clearly than that. I hope you can feel it. I try to put the passion behind it as it's putting the passion, as God's giving me the passion. I'm trying to put that in so it hits you and it hits home. Do not stop. You're making the right decision. Well, this is a direct message for the rest of your family. Shut up. Okay. They don't want you to listen to a person in your family or your network that says you're crazy, that's not the right thing to do, you shouldn't do that. Don't listen to them. Do not let, I am your family. I am your family. Your brothers and sisters with me are your family. And we're all saying, please, we need you on the earth now. We need you to open the eyes and awaken others, and you can do that, and you know you can. We'll help you all along the way. You're not alone. Do you get that, Mary?
Oh, I do. That is so exciting.
Okay. So, Mary, do your work and let me know what you're doing, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I still got a couple more people here. Pat from Connecticut. Okay, you're on my side of the, universe now, over here, right above me. Okay. Pat,
Hi.
Let's see. Let me get, how are you today?
Worried about a couple of things, but hanging in there, like we all are.
Okay, so you just hold on and let me get a message. Okay. Oh, all right. So this, the word that I'm getting is divorce yourself from all that's negative that's going on around you. Stop letting the world around you divorce yourself from all that's negative. Now, that's really interesting because I've never heard Spirit use the word divorce before, but it's using it more as an analogy, like what you do when you divorce a person who you're not getting along with anymore, right? It wants you to do the same thing with all that is bringing you down right now and all around you who are bringing or attempting to bring you down. You can divorce yourself from that, completely separate from it, and know that you will still not stand alone and you will be able to get along in your life. Right now, you are feeling personally and internally things that are happening in your outer world and your own personal outer world. So that would involve family, friends, you know, your social network, all of that. It wants you to divorce yourself from all that's negative within those worlds. That does that make sense to you?
Yes, on one level. In my apartment building, I think there's some negativity
that I continually try to divorce myself from, but I have a concern about losing my health insurance, and that's the same thing. It's my outer world, but it's negative, and I'm worried about it.
Right. Okay. Well, when God says to divorce yourself from everything that's negative, it would be the worries, too.
Yes.
So, in other words, okay, in our practical world, yeah, it seems like things can go wrong. You know, my daughter is actually experiencing that right now. You know, because of the pandemic, my wife had to let her go from her job. She was working in the same company with my job, with my wife, and she had to let her go. And she needs her health insurance right now. And so she's on temporary health insurance and needs to get a job right away. So, yes, we can worry about that. She can worry about that. But this is what faith and belief is all about. You're on the phone with a psychic medium and you're listening to Unity Radio. Mary, why aren't you having the faith then that backs why you'd be listening to this stuff? You believe in yourself and don't worry about what it looks like.
Okay.
Know that it's going to be okay. And for God to say, divorce yourself from all that's negative, he's including the worries too, because you have nothing to worry about. You will be protected and you will be fine, Mary. You're in its hands. And you will not be let down. Okay, Mary, can you believe in that? Can you hold on to that?
I can, and I just want to say, you know, when you ask me why aren't I do go in and out. I fade in and out, and connecting with people like you bring me back to faith. And you're such a faithful person that you're very special to me. So thank you so much.
My God, Mary, thank you.
My name's Pat, so...
Oh, Pat, no, you're down there. I'm looking at the wrong person.
Pat, it's okay.
I know, yeah. Pat, the whole reason why I can even reach you is because that faith is lying with inside of you. And let me tell you and share a secret with you so that nobody else can hear. I go in and out, too.
Oh, okay? Thank you. And that helps me a lot.
Well, you think that I've helped you regain your faith, but you're the ones that help me regain my faith just from knowing that there is hope because you can see the hope. And if you can see the hope, I can see the hope. I see the hope. You can see the hope. We work together and help each other. Okay, Pat?
You're amazing. You really are.
Well, so are you, girl. You take care
you.
And don't worry
thank
about
things.
Thank
you so
things. Much. Be well.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, Mariah. Maura, I'm saying it wrong. I know I'm saying it wrong from New Jersey. Maura, say your name for me, okay? You're on the
Maura.
Air.
Yes,
all right,
Maura.
I got it right there. Okay, Maura. All right, Maura from New Jersey. Ooh. Okay, so here's a big message from Spirit, from God. And within the 2 minutes I have here, move. 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 That's all I'm getting. Move. You need to move your situation. You need to go wholeheartedly into your own life and desires and let your dreams surface. But it's all going to be able to pan out if you move. Now, you know, that could be figurative, move in your life, move in your career, move in your relationships, or it could actually be literal, move physically. So I'll have to ask you, had you had any ideas real quick about moving at all?
Well, I just moved here a year ago to this new place, but I did leave my job because of the pandemic. So I feel like I do need to move forward in my life, and I'm
okay.
Just, yeah.
And it's all
I
part of
know.
It.
And
okay,
I don't know what
so
direction,
we're about ready
but...
to show, but don't worry about the direction. Just say I'm going to move again, and I'm now I've made one move. Now I'm going to make the rest of the move. Bring it on. Show me the direction. Spirit says it will be there tonight. You'll even start getting messages, so don't be afraid. Okay, Mariah? I want to thank everybody for joining
thank
me
you.
Today. We'll continue with this. I wish you all the best. Have a fabulous week. I'm Vincent Jenna, and this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.